Okay, we're full steam ahead here on the Bengals. You know, they're a very impressive team. We've seen a lot of them from last year, and then of course added in the preseason games this year to, you know, to stay on top of everything. And you know, they do a real good job from top to bottom. Well coached, fast, athletic on defense. They've added some firepower on the offensive side of the ball. Good running game, and some good receivers and kick returners, and they're very strong in the return game and on special teams. So it's a lot to get ready for. Tough opener, but you know, they all are. All those opening games are tough. Just the amount of preparation and all the different things that can happen. It all settles down a little while here, but right now it's. You know, doing scouting reports on a lot of games, a lot of information. I'm sure they're doing the same thing. So we're closing in on our practice squad. So that's coming together. Still a little more work to do there, but we're closing in on that. So that's the update.
You probably get asked this maybe before every first game, but have you guys worked on sort of contingency things they may or may not sort of unveil for first game, stuff they've been working on and kind of saving, and how do you prepare for that?
Well, that's a good question. I think you know, I don't think you want to spend a lot of your time defending ghosts. At the same time, you do want to be prepared for things that you think might happen, or particularly things you might think have a high probability of happening, even though they haven't been they haven't shown them. You know, based on history or whatever those circumstances are, however that's created. So it's a balancing act. I think you got to be careful about spending all your time defending something that, you know, has never happened versus things that they're good at, especially a team that's as successful as the Bengals have been. I don't think they really want or need to change a whole lot. It's gone pretty good for them. They've done very well. And I'm sure they have a lot of confidence in what they're doing, and I'm sure that they'll want to run the things that they've had a lot of practice running and working on. Will they have some hidden things for the game? Sure they will. But that's, you just got to be alert for those kind of things. You've got to be careful about, you know, spending all your time worrying about something that they've never shown.
Bill, there was some talk this morning that a possible contract extension was afoot for Tom Brady. How much time are you devoting?
Yeah, I don't have anything to report on any contracts.
Okay.
I know I asked you this last week, Bill, but is it, with the timing of everything, if any contract is going to get done for any player, does it behoove the team and the player to get it done before the season opener, not have any of those situations linger into the year?
You used the same answer I used last week. It's the same question. I'll give you the same answer. How about that?
All right. So when you first started coaching, it was not rare for players to spend their entire career with one team. Now it's becoming, obviously, with free agency, much more rare. Would there be a certain pride from you or with the Patriots if Brady was able to spend his entire career here?
Well, right now, really, our focus is on the Bengals. That's what we're working on as far as, you know, a lot of future planning and contracts and all that. I'm not really going to get into those now. Focus is on the Bengals, and that's where we're going to keep it.
Bill, what does it mean for a team to have a quarterback like Brady so consistently year after year? I mean, what does that do for an offense or for a team to have his presence there?
Well, it's always good to have consistency on your team at every position and every unit, quarterbacks in that category.
What the hell? Might as well take a run with the Randy Moss, too. Mentioned that he wants to feel more wanted or feel somewhat unwanted at this point because he's entering the last year of his deal. Just running that up the flagpole.
Well, I'll just say on Randy that Randy's a professional, and he had a good training camp. He's played very well since he's been here. He's played at a very high level. I hope that continues. He's brought a lot of passion to the game, for the game. Since he's been here, he's well-liked. He's well-respected on the team.
Bill, do you expect that whatever he's feeling or not feeling, it won't play out into the season or become a distraction for him?
Yeah, I think I just answered that. He's, as I said, he's been very, very professional. He's been very productive for us. He's well-liked by his players, by his teammates, and brings good energy to the field.
Bill, were you surprised by his response? He said that he was feeling unhappy or unwanted by the team?
He didn't say that to me, so I really don't have any comment on it.
Bill, we'll talk about maybe the game a little bit. They've added some. You mentioned some of the You mentioned some of the offensive firepower they've added. Can you talk about some of their skill guys? I mean, obviously with Ocho and T.O., it's some big names. What do you see productivity wise from them?
Offensively, the addition of the draft, Gresham, gives them a very athletic tight end. Runs well, has made some big plays down the field in the passing game, can run after the catch, long, good length of the blocker. I think he's shown up in preseason and has been productive, Shipley, both in the passing game and in the kick return game, has been productive for him as well. Caldwell, although he's not a rookie, he continues to show up, as a younger player in their offense as well. So I think they have a lot of confidence in those younger guys. It's helped their offense, helped their passing game. The passing game's helped the running game. Shipley's helped them in the return game. As has Scott, another second-year player. But, they have a lot of skill in those areas and showed up at the end of the year last year and with Shipley and Gresham. Those two guys have been an impact. T.O., they've used him, played a lot in the preseason games opposite of Chad. He complements Chad. I think their skills complement each other. They're both good outside vertical threats, and they're both dangerous with the ball in their hands after the catch, and so that's opened up some things inside for Shipley and Gresham in the running game. Opened up some things outside for Chad and Theo. So, and they got a good quarterback and a good offensive system, and so they're tough to defend because they have a lot of weapons. A lot of things you got to get ready for.
Any other questions? All right, Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. See you tomorrow.